Man, I love putting this show together. I hope you like listening to it. And perhaps someday I'll have enough listeners to start having ads and making a few bucks. But until then, it's all a free ride for me and for you. Unless, of course, you've become a patron. That's right, you have that opportunity. Go to patreon.com/Steve Charney. And for a lousy buck a month, we'll create a connection that will be nothing but mutual admiration. Because you'll be my patron, and I'll be your personal artist who you're helping to support. That's patreon.com, patreon.com/Steve Charney. This is Conversations with My Dummy. I'm Steve Charney, and it's my great pleasure to start our planet series with Bob Berman, astronomer, author, and bon vivant. Bob's the head of the Overlook Observatory in Woodstock, New York. He writes for the Old Farmer's Almanac and has written some great books, Secrets of the Night Sky, Cosmic Adventure, The Sun, Biocentrism with Robert Lanza, and Zoom about speed. I recommend them all. For the next several podcasts, Bob will talk us through all the eight planets one at a time, what they're like, what it would be like to live on them, you know, stuff like that. Bob is always entertaining, and, you know, I think he's up there with Neil deGrasse Tyson, personally, and I know that's saying a lot, but I said it, and I'm sticking to it. Hey, Steve, can we move on here? Tell them about the store, man. Tell them about the store. We got a store here. We got to start selling stuff.
We sell everything and anything. Got dozens and dozens of aisles of hardware, software, spongyware, liquidware. You name it, we got it. We've just opened up for the day, and any and all customers are welcome.
Right, Steve. Well, by the way, while we're waiting for our first customer, where should I put this tape that just arrived?
Aisle 6 next to the other tapes.
We got a lot of different tapes.
Sure. People always need tape. Scotch tape, masking tape, duct tape, audio tape, red tape, video tape, ticker tape, recording tape, measuring tape.
All right. Aisle 6, you say?
That's exactly what I say.
All right. I'll go. Oh, wait a second. We have a customer.
That's right.
Hello there. I'm looking for, Oh, my, you do have a large store here.
Sure, this store makes Walmart look like a little mom-and-pop shop. We sell everything and anything.
Anything?
Sure, name something. Test us.
All right, do you sell beanies for aardvarks?
The ones with the propellers on top?
No, just an ordinary green and pink polka-dot beanie.
Because we have the ones with the propellers on the top, you know.
No, just the ordinary kind.
Yes, we have the ordinary kind. They're shaped differently, so they'll fit over the aardvark's head. And the chin strap is altered to fit, but the answer is yes. We have dozens of aisles that are chock full of merchandise. We got the beanies for the aardvarks, we got the bikinis for the aardvarks.
All right. You sell pets.
Animal, vegetable, or mineral?
Vegetable.
Yes, we have vegetable pets. Watch carrots, furry apples that purr, bananas that swim around in a tank.
A fish tank?
No, a banana tank. I told you, we have every item under the sun.
Aha! So you don't have every item because you don't have the sun. A person couldn't come in here and buy the sun.
Oh, well, it's not in stock, but we can mail order it for you.
Oh.
Listen, did you want to get something?
Oh, yeah, I forgot. I'm looking for a copy of Gone with the Wind.
Well, we have several different copies. Are you talking about the version in Arabic, Swahili, or Celtic?
You got one in Braille.
Of course, we have a version of Gone with the Wind that's written on sheet metal. We have one where every other page is missing. We have the coloring book version, the one where all the words are upside down, one where all the type is blurry. We have a rendering that's in a round book instead of rectangular. And we have a version where all the vowels have been eliminated. And one where the word Tara is replaced by Flatbush.
I'll take the one in Braille.
Harry, aisle 6, the Braille version.
All right, Steve, I'll be right back.
That'll be 1865.
Yeah, I know the year it took place.
No, I mean, that's the price?
Oh, right. There you go.
Thank you very much.
Okay, good.
Here it is!
Maybe I better make sure I'm really getting Gone with the Wind. Let's see the book.
There you go, fella.
I'll run my fingers across the title here. Uh-huh. Hold it! This isn't Gone with the Wind. It's Goon with a Wand.
That's a good book, too.
It is?
Sure.
What's it about?
It's about some goon with a magic wand.
All right. I'll try it. Thank you. I'll see you later.
Okay, bye-bye.
Hey, Steve. Yeah, you know what Helen Keller said after she ran her hands across the cheese grater?
No, what?
Most violent book I ever read.
Joining me now is Bob Berman. Bob Berman is Hudson Valley astronomer, does a lot of classes in his Overlook Observatory.
To be here, Steve.
We're starting our series on the planets.
what life would be like on the planet, you know, birth, how long your birthday would be, and just all kinds of stuff about the planets.
And if we're going to start, we should start with Mercury, since that's the closest planet to the Sun. But what an unpleasant place to start with. Mercury is airless. There's no atmosphere at all. That means on the side facing the Sun, you'd bake. And it would get as hot as many hundreds of degrees. You could fry an egg on the surface anytime you wanted to. And then at night, which comes almost 2 months later, then it would get cold to hundreds of degrees below zero, where it would be even colder than our winters in Siberia here. Plus, there'd be no air, nothing to breathe. So it's not a very, very pleasant place.
Mm.
And another strange thing is that its day is almost as long as its year. So that you would have a birthday almost every day.
So if you were like 16 years old, you would actually be also 19 days old.
Yeah, you'd be 19 days old when you were 16 years old. A screwy place, but not a place you'd like to visit.
Now, because it's smaller, the weight difference, you're saying, wouldn't be too much as on Earth. Let's say if you weighed 100 pounds on Earth.
You probably, and this is just a educated guess, probably weigh about 50, and you could probably jump up into the air about twice as far as you could on Earth. But remember, there is no air.
Right. So if you opened up a restaurant on Mercury, it might be a nice place, but there'd be no atmosphere.
We think now that Mercury is totally covered with craters, just like the Moon. If you see a picture of Mercury, you'd have a hard time, most people would, telling it apart from the Moon, covered with craters, because it gets smashed by meteors all the time. In fact, anybody who looks up into the night sky here on Earth will see about 6 meteors every hour, if you keep looking, on any night. You don't even have to wait for a meteor shower, because those chunks of rock and metal are just plunging into Earth's atmosphere. But if you don't have an atmosphere, like the Moon or Mercury, there's nothing to burn up meteoroids, and they just go smashing into the surface. And that's why Mercury is covered with them.
One last question. If you were standing on the surface of Mercury, how big would the Sun look?
It would be about 3 times larger in diameter and about 9 times brighter.
Yikes.
Hot place.
Don't want to go there too soon.
Especially not in the summer.
Okay. Bob Berman has been has joined me. We're talking about the planets, part of a continuing series. And the next time Bob comes back, we'll be talking about Venus.
This isn't a store you're tuned into. That's right, we have dozens of aisles of merchandise. We aim to please. Did you ever go into Bloomingdale's? Our store makes Bloomingdale's look like a 7-Eleven. I'm telling you, if you need it, we have it.
Do we have diapers?
Yes, we have diapers. For what?
I don't know, for barnacles.
We have barnacle diapers, yes. They're very small, but then again, barnacle babies are small. We also have diapers for Chinese autocrats, one-celled organisms, plants, and hippos going into their second childhood.
Do we have diapers for human babies?
Of course! In 30 different colors. We have ones with bells on them, studded diapers for the fashion-conscious baby, leather, Orlon. We have diapers.
I suppose anything I said we'd have.
There's nothing we don't have. You could say anything.
Blorp Kabunskis.
We have them.
I just made that word up.
I know. Doesn't change the fact that we have them.
I don't even know what they are!
Well, neither do I, but we have them. A customer.
Yes, I'm looking for a Blorp Kabunski, please.
We have them. Aisle 5. Harry.
What am I looking for?
Lady, do you know what they look like?
No.
Harry, just do the best you can.
Okay, I'll be right back.
Where did you hear about this item?
Oh, it came to me in a dream.
Uh-huh.
I think this is it. Why, that's nothing but an ordinary teacup. Sure, but what did you think a Blorp Kabunski was? It's Finnish for teacup. Okay, forget the Blorp Kabunski then. I was just joking. Oh, and I wasn't. I'd like a pair of sunglasses for my pet wasp.
Our sunglasses are displayed right here on this side of the counter. Is it a male or female?
Hard to say.
Well, then get this pair right here. It's unisex.
It's a simple wasp. Those sunglasses are too flamboyant.
You think the diamond studs are too much, huh?
Don't you have an ordinary pair of sunglasses for an ordinary wasp? Am I asking too much here?
I'm sorry, how about these?
Oh, those are all right. They're not prescription, are they?
Well, of course not. You'd have to bring in your wasp for an eye test for a prescription.
It has very good eyesight, you know.
I'm sure.
He can spot a squirrel half a block away. You should see him take off after them. Chases them right up a tree.
That'll be 1945, lady.
An excellent year. That's the year we won the war. There you go, sir.
Thank you.
Bye now. It was a pleasure doing business with both of you.
Bye. Harry, I had no idea a Blorp Kabunski was a teacup.
It's not. I just made it up.
How could you do that?
Well, same way I could make up the word Blorp Kabunski in the first place.
Well, I don't think it's ethical. But anyway, go put these good luck charms away, okay, aisle 18, and be careful with them. They don't make them anymore.
How come, Steve?
The factory burned down.
Yes, hello. I'm looking for... Wait, young man, come back here. Come back here. Are those good luck charms?
Yeah, they are.
I'd like to buy one of those.
Sure, just reach in and grab one.
Don't mind if... Ouch! Oh, I just stabbed myself.
Sorry, you have to be careful of that part sticking out.
Well, that's all right. As long as I have my good luck charm, nothing bad can happen to me. How much are they?
$5.25.
Yes, of course. Let's see. And I seem to have left my wallet at home. Darn. Now I don't even have any money for bus fare. I'll have to walk.
How far is your home?
10 miles. And, well, it is raining out there, and... Well, I have a sprained ankle and the beginning of a cold, but that's okay. I'll be all right.
We'll give you credit.
See, I knew this was a lucky charm the first time I laid eyes on it.
You knew it was a lucky charm because I told you it was.
Well, I'll just stuff this in my pocket and be on my way. Oh, 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 me. Oh, no. I seem to have sprained my other ankle now. No, don't help me up. I'll be fine. Just point the way to the door. I seem to be losing my eyesight. It's over this way, isn't it? Ow! Oh! I suppose you have to open the door before first walking through. Isn't that the case? There we go. Well, toodaloo, 10 miles isn't that long. I should be home before the first ice storm starts when the sun goes down.
Steve, where do you say I should put these lucky charms?
Get them away from me. Oh, you salted dog, I won't be your man at all, honey.
Let me be your salted dog.
Well, I got a gal at the head of the creek. Go up and see her about the middle of the week. Honey, let me be your salted dog. Well, lips on her mouth sweet as any wine. Wraps herself around me like a sweet potato vine. Honey, let me be your salty dough. Yeah, salty dough, where I won't be your man at all. Honey, let me be your salty dough. Well, I got a gal, she's 6 feet tall.
Sleeps in the kitchen with feet in the hall.
Honey, let me be your salty dough. Well, I buy gum, you buy gum too.
We'll sit around all day and chew.
Honey, let me be your salty dough.
Oh, scoop it up, dee da dee da da, scoop it up, dee da dee da ba ba dee ba dee da dee da 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 ba.
Oh, salty dough, I won't be your man at all. Honey, let me be your salty dough. Maid said, boy, get out of bed, you're such a lazy sitter.
We need your sheet for a tablecloth, and it's almost time for dinner.
Oh, salty dough, I won't be your man at all.
Honey,
let me be your salty dough. Oh, scoot na dee da bee da ba, scoot na dee da bee da ba, do ba 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 dee da da ba da ba. You salted dog.
We've got the store open for business here. I'll just tell you what we sell. Everything. And anything. What do you want? You want a bicycle that'll go faster than the speed of sound? We got 'em. We have a repair shop out in the back. We have a dry cleaning department. Our annex includes an automobile plant.
An automobile plant? Do you have to water it twice a week?
We have a clown service, a hospital, a supermarket. You want it? We got it. We have everything you could... Oh, here's another customer.
Hello, I'm looking for someone who could shoe my fly.
Well, what kind of shoes are you looking for?
Well, I thought high tops would be nice.
You don't want horseshoes?
This is not a horse fly. We're talking about a house fly.
So then why high tops? If he's in the house, you want slippers.
The fly is slippery enough.
But sneakers? Flies are sneaky enough. Maybe you want loafers. That'll slow it down.
That's the route I personally would go, but it's the fly's birthday, and, well, it's requested high tops.
Are you going to have a birthday party for it? Because, you know, we have a bakery that can make him a nice cake.
No, I thought I'd just put a candle in some feces and have done with it.
Oh, it'll like that. Flies like feces. Are you sure you don't want us to put some icing on it? We can write happy birthday. What's its name?
Buzz.
Happy birthday, Buzz.
No point. Fly can't read. After all, it's only 1 year old, and the icing will just cover up the feces. Look, do you have high tops or don't you?
Harry, why don't you check?
Okay, I'll be right back.
Well, I know we had them, but we had a run on fly sneakers last week. It seemed every time I turned around, there was some fly in here buying Nikes, as if they're not fast enough.
Sorry, we have high tops for cows, swallows, and spiders, but no flies.
The spider sneakers come in groups of eight. They also can be used on a very small octopus.
Well, we also have a fish sneaker.
Wait a second, fish don't have feet.
Well, they stick them on their tail. It's all the rage.
I'm sorry, how about a hiking shoe?
Well, I suppose.
Do you know the size of the fly's feet?
It's, you know, I'm not sure. He's shot up in the last few months like anything.
In other words, you've wasted our time here.
Well, I suppose. I'm terribly sorry. I'll be back after I find out.
Nervous some people. They just don't have it together.
Well, anyone who's going to keep a fly as a pet has to be, you know.
I just hate losing the sale. You know that I like to satisfy our customers.
Well, maybe the next... Oh, here's another customer. You got another chance.
Yes, do you have a percolator, please?
We have one that's not so perky.
No, I need a perky percolator.
Do you need it now?
No, I need it later.
So you need a perky percolator later?
Is this for yourself or for a friend?
A friend. She's very perky. Her name is Peggy.
Ah, a perky percolator later for perky Peggy.
Exactly.
Well, I've got one right here behind the counter.
Well, let's see it. Uh-huh. Oh, no. This one isn't perky. It's droopy.
Well, that's still better than sneezy or grumpy.
How am I going to perk coffee with this? The spout is hanging down.
Coffee? You didn't say you wanted to perk coffee. This percolator perks ice cream.
How do you perk ice cream?
Well, same way you perk borscht. We have over a dozen percolators. They perk everything from 7-Up to molten lava. We're well stocked.
Okay, I'll keep it in mind. Goodbye now.
Where are you going?
I didn't want it now. I told you later.
Ah, a percolator later!
Sure, a percolator later.
We have other customers. I hear somebody out there right now.
There he is.
Yeah, I'm looking for something.
Weren't you in here before and you bought Gone with the Wind and Braille?
That's right, now I'm looking for something else.
What?
I'm not sure, but when I find it, I'll know it.
What?
Didn't that ever happen to you? It's on the tip of your tongue. You just can't remember, eh? I think it had to do with an ending.
A cigarette butt, that's an ending.
Ah, wait, the last page of War and Peace, that's an ending.
The last foot of a long pier.
A Dear John letter.
No, none of those. This was annoying.
That's what I said, a Dear John letter.
No. Show me some things. Maybe it'll ring a bell.
Look, fella, there are over 150,000 objects in this store. What do you mean, show you something?
Was it small?
Yes.
Was it rectangular?
Yes.
Was it this?
Yes.
Harry, you're incredible. There were 150,000 objects in this store alone. This is just... That's not even the annex. That's not the hospital. We're not talking about the bakery and the car shop. And you come up with it on the first shot? You're amazing.
Yeah, well, I am. We'll just put it in the machine here and start it right up.
Yo, hey, that's our ending theme.
Yeah, I'll take a dozen. And you, could you put a little butter on them? I'm going to have them with my tea.
Yeah, sure. Anyway, Conversations with My Dummy is produced, written, and performed by me.
And me too, Steve.
Yeah, well, that's true. And the guy who just bought a dozen endings. And I want to thank Bob Berman, for helping us do this series on the planets. There'll be 7 more after this. And subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, TuneIn, Google Play, or on my YouTube channel, which has over 1 million hits. Also on Twitter, okay? And on patreon.com/Steve Charney, where you can become a patron of the show for $1 a month.
Right. Steve's website is stevecharney.com. Like him on his Facebook page. Just search for Steve and Harry, Conversations with My Dummy.
Right, and if you like this podcast, what should they do, Harry?
Spread the word around, man. Spread the word around.
Right, and Harry?
Yeah?
How can you tell when a turkey is done?
Yeah, he flushes the toilet.